Listen to the text and write a reproduction. Unit 6. Sport in Great Britain. The British are lovers of competitive sports, and when they are neither playing nor watching games, they like to talk about them. And when they cannot do that, they think about them. The game peculiarly associated with England is cricket. Organised amateur cricket is played between club teams, mainly on Saturday afternoons. Nearly every village, except in the far north, has its cricket club. A first-class match lasts for up to 3 days, with 6 hours play on each day. The game is thus indeed slow, and a spectator sitting in the afternoon sun after his lunch of sandwiches and beer may be excused for having a little sleep for half an hour. Cricket is making no progress in popularity. If cricket expresses and embodies the spirit of England, perhaps England is losing its spirit a little. For the great mass of the British public, the 8 months of the football season are more important than the 4 months of cricket. There are plenty of amateur association football clubs, but professional football is big business. Every large town has at least one professional club. The players have not necessarily any personal connection with the town for whose team they play. They are bought and sold between the clubs. Rugby football, known as rugby or rugger, is played with an oval-shaped ball, which may be carried and thrown, but not forward. If a player is carrying the ball, he may be tackled and made to fall down. Each team has 15 players who spend much time lying in the mud or on top of each other and become very dirty. International matches involving England, Wales, Scotland, Ireland and France are played in capital cities with crowds of up to 80,000. Most secondary schools have playing fields, and boys normally play rugby or football in winter and cricket in summer as a normal school activity. Schoolgirls play tennis and rounders, a sort of baseball, in summer and netball and hockey in winter. Though hockey is becoming more and more popular also at boys' schools, and there are many men's amateur hockey clubs. Men's basketball is almost unknown. The more social adult games of golf and tennis are played by great numbers of people. Next to association football, the chief spectator sport in English life is horse racing. Partly because of the laws which forbid such activities on Sundays, horse racing in England is organised rather differently. The British are very fond of watching horses and dogs racing. Athletic sports and gymnastics are practiced at school, but not many towns have running tracks for public use. Remarkably few people are interested in bicycle racing. On the other hand, rowing in fours or eights occupies a leading place in the sporting life of schools and universities which have suitable water nearby, and several regattas, held mainly in summer, are great social occasions watched from the river banks by vast crowds of spectators.